around here, all the hummingbirds. We've got a lot of hummingbirds. And crows. Got a mess of those. Mm-hmm. And but you know, outside of, you know, a blackbird occasionally, those are about the main birds that I see.
Some sparrows?
I don't think I've ever seen too many of them. If they come around, they're not, they're sort of few and far between.
The crows in our neighborhood are really aggressive.
They're aggressive
over
here too.
Yeah. Okay. A bird that digs into wood in a tree to get insects.
A bird that lives in the woods in a tree to get insects.
It digs into a tree.
A woodpecker?
Yes. Huh. How about different kinds of owls? Did you ever remember those as a girl, or do you ever see any here?
I never saw an owl. I don't believe I ever saw an owl until we went to Germany and we were riding through on the train. And in this kind of, you know, everything in Germany, they don't have any vacant space. Everything is like, well, when you get into southern Germany, it's all, you know, green and pretty and everything. And there was an owl sitting on a pole. So I think that's the first, it made such an impression on me because that's the first owl I think I had ever seen. Yeah, really. Except, you know, like in zoos or something
right,
like that, maybe.
In the wild.
Yeah. But, you know, there used to be an old legend in the north that if an owl flew over your house at night, it was a sign of death. So I don't want to see any owls.
Anyway, in the north, do you mean your Massachusetts?
No, I've not been. This, I was reading a story a long time ago about this woman that married a Mountie and went to live in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And that was a legend up there that you saw an owl flying over your house at night. It meant, I don't know necessarily it meant death, but it meant bad luck of some sort.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, no owls. And when you talked about snakes, how about kinds of fish people fished for?
When I grew up,
mm-hmm.
Well, of course, there was no worries about mercury or anything else in the fish, and we ate a lot of fish, my parents being from New England, and swordfish is mainly the one I remember the most, and my mom always dipped it in cornmeal before she cooked it, and I tried that one day, and I couldn't find a package of cornmeal in any market around here.
Sounds delicious, though.
Yeah.
It would keep the flesh really tender.
Yeah. But we had, we used to eat a lot of fish, and I never went fishing. My brother used to go fishing a lot with his friends, and there's fishing in our lake down here, but they stock it with fish, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But I remember when we lived in Newport Beach, they had the dory fishermen, but they don't have those anymore because they're too close to the shore, and they feel like they're polluted. So they don't.
Oh, they don't want to get the fish because they don't trust the fish?
Yeah, I mean, it's too close. You have to. They want you to go way out in the deep sea.
When did that stop with the dory fishermen?
I don't know because I remember Delaney's market there had, always advertised stuff that the dory fishermen were bringing in. So I don't know when it stopped, but I guess when all that mercury and stuff. And, of course, now, you know, I mean, like when we lived in Newport Beach, it was so great. But you can't go to the beach anymore without reading the sewage report. I mean, in the paper, there's a report and of whether it's safe to go to the beach today. And these beaches are all polluted, practically. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Because I think a long time ago, you never had to give it a thought. In Los Angeles,
yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, you always have to check in the paper before you go to the beach because so much of the water is polluted now.
Yeah.
And they never even... I don't think they ever got it solved in Huntington Beach.
That's right. They've been having trouble. It's runoff from people's yards or just the sewage facility.